Good morning, you're listening to English Waves Radio. My name's Emma Phillips. This is the morning news. Three more large supermarkets have come forward to admit to sales of Lactalis children's milk that should have been withdrawn from the shelves following a salmonella outbreak. The supermarket Leclerc was the first to announce that 984 Lactalis products had made it onto the shelves for retail, despite a product recall in December following a salmonella outbreak in a Lactalis factory. Now Carrefour, Système U and Auchan have all also said that Lactalis products made it to their shelves despite the recall. All three have pledged to up their security measures to ensure no more products would be put on sale in error. On January 9th, the Association Public Health France identified 35 children who had contracted salmonellosis after consuming a product from the contaminated factory in Caen. 18 children were hospitalised, all of whom have since been discharged. Various charities will be meeting the Conseil d'État at Matignon today to voice their concerns on a new asylum and immigration bill. They want the government to suspend a new bill that aims to organise a census of migrants currently housed in emergency shelters. Charities such as Emmaus and Médecins du Monde are all against the bill. Meanwhile, unions will be meeting with employers today in the first round of negotiations on unemployment insurance. One of the flagship measures of Macron's government was to extend unemployment rights to self-employed workers and to those who resign. The discussions are expected to last until mid-February. In the United States, Donald Trump is considering a U-turn on his withdrawal from the Paris climate agreements. The US could be signing up again after it was Trump himself who pulled the country out last June. Trump still insisted that the agreements on the environment were very unfair on the United States, although he did not provide any further details. And finally, last night saw a record-breaking robbery take place in Paris. €4 million worth of goods were stolen from the Ritz Hotel last night at the Place Vendôme. Five masked men entered the luxury hotel lobby and grabbed watches and jewels after breaking the display glass with axes. Three men who were already known to police were arrested while two escaped. You've been listening to The Morning News. I'm Emma Phillips for English Waves.